It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swan hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Veritek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. I believe it's episode 112. It's a strange sort of phenomena as we head to this point of the season. The Red Sox are slightly overachieving. The Yankees are underachieving, but they're both at the bottom of the division.
So the Red Sox are in last place in the division because they're overachieving. The Yankees are in last place because they're awful.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, I'll just start this off because I know you're grumpy about it, but my whole thing is like this is textbook Yankees. Like they're hurt, they're gonna middle, and then Stanton and Judge will come back and they'll reel off eight straight, and they'll be fine. The question is though, like even if you do that, Tampa's like it feels like it's like locked up already. I mean, put it this way. The Orioles at the beginning of May are 10 games over 500, and they're still multiple games behind.
Well, look
behind.
At it this way. Tampa could play 500 baseball the rest of the season and win 90 games.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
How else, if we're at May 1st, the beginning of this, like the next phase of baseball, you know, you can, like we say, you can win. You can't win the playoffs, but you can lose the playoffs in April.
True.
The Yankees are doing a very good job of that. And if you look at the way Tampa's playing, I mean, how can they not play 500 ball?
Well,
I mean,
how can you
have to have their whole roster get hurt?
And the argument can be it's 162 games. How you start isn't that important. Well, I mean, every year the Yankees kind of disproved that a couple times with those bad starts, and they came roaring back. But I think a good start is just an unbelievable power boost to the rest of your season. Now it's funny because I pay so little attention to the Yankees. I just don't. I mean,
you don't have any reason to.
Matt Saroy's, you know, we talk about every day on my show on WTIC News Talk 1080, but I just don't follow him as closely as you. And from my standpoint, it's like they're going to be fine. Like how existentially worried are you actually about the team?
Well, look at it this way. So if Stanton is out, right, and everyone will say that the team is totally different when Stanton is in the lineup,
it's
right?
True.
Now you know. Most likely, unless there's some Bo Jackson stuff going on, Judge will be back within the 10 days,
oof,
right? Because yeah, it's his hip. But I mean, I don't know. Like, who knows? Are we going to go back to the 2 years ago when it was all this lower body soreness stuff he was talking about? But let's get back to Stanton, right? So if Stanton comes back, he's in the lineup. Is he going to play the whole rest of the season? Statistically, no. The guy has not been on he's missed a third of the season or more every year he's been with the Yankees, except for the first season he's been with the Yankees. Somehow he played 158 games. I don't know how that happened. Even in the shortened season with the COVID, he was on the field for like 20 games. If he comes back and he stays on the field, are they any different than they were last year? Because you still don't even know if Rondon's coming back. Your bullpen's an absolute mess. Loaisiga, your setup man, is gone for basically the season. Your closer, who you call a closer, is awful. He's been awful since the middle of last season. I mean, I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, Harrison Bader's not going to save you. He hit six home runs in the playoffs last year and that couldn't save you. Is he going to come back and hit 38 home runs the rest of the season? No.
I mean, I couldn't agree with you more in the sense that if you're the same team a year later, you're worse. And I never felt that they improved enough to make.
We talked about it, right? Yeah. When we did our whole like preseason, they didn't get any better than they added Rondon. That's it. And he was hurt. And you asked me point blank, can the Yankees win with the roster they have now? And I said no. And they've gotten worse.
Yeah.
They are so bad that Franchi came and Franchi left.
So it's funny. I called it. I did. He was on a tear, and I was like,
yeah, I think you said you'd be in AAA by June.
I said June. Yeah, it was May. But you know, let's get back to Stanton for a second. Who do you blame? Like,
dude, that guy is wound tighter than I am right now.
But do you blame the training staff? Do you blame? Are they treating him with such kid gloves because he's worth so much?
He's worked out so much that he's like a bodybuilder. He's not a baseball player.
Right, but in the modern era, the training staffs know that flexibility is huge.
I don't know if you can fix it. The guy's all muscle. I don't know if you can fix it. I mean, if you're on the cover of the ESPN body issue,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're not a swimmer or a tennis player.
You're on steroids.
Something's going on. I mean, Jesus, dude. I mean, like I said, again, like you pull up his stats. Other than the first year he's with the Yankees, he's either missed a third or a half of the season. So if he's not on the field, what good is he?
He's not good.
And every time he comes back, and we got him till after 2027, he's a free agent. We got 4 more years of him after this year.
Wow.
And if he comes back, every time you put him in the lineup, you're worried if he's going to be gone. He's almost worth more. It's almost better that you would just try to get rid of him and pay half of his salary or 3/4 of his salary.
Is that where you're at?
Well, think about it. Is he going to hurt you playing for another team? He's going to get hurt. Is he miraculously all of a sudden going to be a different player and not get hurt unless he's bullshitting us? And I don't think he's doing that.
Yeah, but that was one of my things are they treating him so delicately?
Same broken record over and over again, dude.
So here,
since the middle of last season, this is the exact same team. Awful. Just awful. The only thing they've been able to hang their hat on is Judge.
Okay. So then we're talking with John Senecal here, Brian Shackman, fan base, a deep diver to the greatest rivalry in sports. Since
we haven't even talked about the Indians game yet.
No, since we have John frothing in the mouth, it's too early to talk about Cashman, right? So I won't talk about him because he got a new deal. But the Boone stuff, you know, on Monday when they pulled the pitcher after 88 pitches,
one hit. And he gives up a hit.
So is that just a pitch count thing, or
he was carving through them. His ball was down the whole night.
So why would he do it?
Because he screwed up. He made lefty, the righty, wrong call.
Like, what is it?
But here's the thing: like, if you're gonna make that call, and you're going to Clay Holmes, right? If you have watched the Yankees, right, and you have followed the Yankees at all at any point in the last 2 years, and you didn't know the Yankees were gonna lose that game last night, you are not a Yankees fan. My eighth grader looked at me on the couch, and he looked at me and said, the Yankees are going to lose this game. The only difference is I said Ramirez was going to hit a home run.
Right, but he's your son, and you're, you know, it's
but if you're a Yankees fan,
the cynicism's in the genes.
There was disaster waiting to happen. You watch Clay Holmes. He is not the same pitcher. He admitted that in his post-game interview. He is not the same pitcher. He doesn't have the same feel or delivery that he's had. You watch him. He's awful. He shouldn't even be on the team, to be honest with you. He's that bad.
They don't have a lot of other options.
Exactly, and that's the other problem. Like everyone say injury, 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 but if you have injuries, what do other teams do? They bring players up. What are they doing? They got nobody. Cashman screwed us with all these players last year on these trades that are useless. They're either hurt or gone.
I love it. It's so upset.
Right?
Is there anything you feel good about?
Right?
He's looking
Those at trades were all a disaster.
Is there anything you feel good about?
Yankee-wise?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing.
Dude, they are an absolute train wreck. Listen, if they don't, they are going to be in a point, right, at the end of May, right, if they don't right this ship, and they got a gauntlet in May. They got 7 games coming up against the Rays. They got the Orioles. They got the Blue Jays. And I think they might even have the Cubs and the Dodgers in there, too.
In May, they have, Cleveland's no slouch. Then you have Tampa. You got Oakland. You got 3 with Oakland. Then Tampa. Then Toronto. Then Cincy. So you get Cincy and Oakland is like a reprieve. And then you have the Orioles. And then you finish the month with the Padres and then in Seattle.
In Seattle. So that's the Rays that have the Cubs and the Dodgers.
But, you know, Padres are loaded. By the way, that'll be a great series. I mean, that'd be so
That's
fun.
What I'm saying. Like, you
then
could
the
be in
Dodgers
the point,
in early June.
You keep playing the way you do now, you're going to be carving up your team come the end of May.
They don't have an easy schedule.
How are you
going to
write that ship June 1st?
I don't
Now, the Rays don't have an easy schedule either. Their easy schedule is over. But at the same time, what he said, if you got an 8.5 game lead in your division, all you got to do is play 500 ball and you're going to make the playoffs.
And you're not even feeling good about Gerrit Cole?
That's the only thing that's good for the Yankees right now is Gerrit Cole. I mean, yeah, you look at Hermann in the opening game against Cleveland. He did pitch great. He almost had the no-hitter and Boone blew it, right? But that is only like his second good start of the season.
Okay.
And you have the whole Nestor Cortez, what the heck's going on with him? Where's Rondon?
Okay, we get it.
Severino.
We get it.
Da, 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 da.
And the Red Sox have, you know, unreal. So close to the record. And listen, there are some
people. Well, they passed the Yankees, right?
Yeah, as of early in the week. But the thing is that I'm not excited. I know some friends of mine are excited. Right, I'm not excited. I'm supposed to be happy that they're in second
wise,
round.
Right? Expectations. The expectations were low and you're moving up.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know what the upside is. I mean, the truth is
shortstop for the Red Sox.
All you need to do is get I don't even know.
Is it Kiki?
No, I don't think Kike's back. Hold on. I'll find out. But
they just bring Marcelo Meyer up. Is it Meyer or Mayer?
I think it's Mayer. I think I don't want to bring him up too early. They just don't.
They have no reason to. If they're not going to win, why waste this service time?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe that's what the Yankees need to do. Maybe they need to send Volpe down.
Kike is back.
The problem is none of the guys that are up are doing anything for the Yankees either. Volpe's not hitting.
Cabrera's
not hitting.
I don't want to talk about the Yankees anymore. I want to talk about the Red Sox. You pay as little attention to the Red Sox as I do about the Yankees?
Well, they haven't played each other yet, so
I got
cursory knowledge. I got morning drive and a little bit of a MLB quick pitch, Red Sox knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, I think really...
I don't have the time to devote into their doldrums.
The story in a lot of ways tends to be Verdugo just being...
He's having a great season.
He's having a really good season, and, you know, it's funny because, you know, he's reunited with Justin Turner. They played in the same organization in the Dodgers.
And I like Justin Turner, though, and he's back with Kike, too.
Yeah, but the thing that's... Turner was asked about Verdugo... And basically said 4 or 5 years ago he wasn't engaged off the field, and so like he made the statement. I thought it was really cool that he basically said like to see him now versus then it's like seeing he didn't say this but it's like seeing a high school freshman.
You talking about senior. Engagement off the field?
Yeah, like in terms of like hit meetings, engaged in the video. Like he's just he's approaching it like a professional as opposed to someone who just thinks he's really good and tries to beat you based on talent, which, you know, you can't be great in the bigs, to be honest.
He's unless, putting the work in.
Yes. And so it's earned. And he's one of the few, you know, exciting guys on that team. I still think they're incredibly flawed. But, I mean, if Verdugo and Devers are playing well, in some ways it doesn't matter how much they win because the fans will be happy. And so that's where I'm at. I mean, if you can stay, I take the Moneyball approach. Remember how he says they need to be within 7 games of the All-Star break? All the Sox need to do is to be within a couple games of the wild card going into August, and I would be happy for the season. That's really my take, and that's feasible at this point. Now, are they going to win the World Series? Absolutely not. But if they could be within a little home sweep of the wild card, I think that's fans. Got to be happy with that. Having said that, I think in May 14th, I'm selling my tickets to the Cardinals series because
the Cardinals suck.
I just don't want to go. I'm not there yet. I'm not totally on board. Anything else league wide before we say goodbye?
If you look around the league and you got to be excited for baseball. I mean, listen, the opening series with Cleveland, the Yankee game, that game was going to be like an hour and 50 minutes. Right. And all of a sudden, it turned into a 2-hour and 20-minute debacle.
Right, but still, it wasn't 3-hour and 20-minute debacle.
No, exactly. But the pace of play is up. You look across baseball and you see, you know, different guys' names at the tops of these leaderboards of what's going on. And you see different teams, the Pirates, the Diamondbacks. Like, it's time to get excited about baseball again. It's as much as the Yankees suck for a Yankees fan, as I'm watching baseball, it's really cool to see. You know, Belly's back in Chicago.
I just think it's the NCAA tournament a lot. Like you get a first round upset, but like that doesn't mean anything toward the Final Four. Like I don't think the Pirates have a history of having good first halves and then just, you know, falling away. Like I'm not a buyer in Pittsburgh. although I love the story of the minor leaguer who made it up to the bigs. But I do think it's good that some teams that aren't usually up there are up there. I don't think the Pirates are going to be there.
I don't think so either. But what I do like to see is, I think the Orioles are going to be real exciting. I mean, yeah. I think and also what's different about the Orioles and the Pirates, and, you know, we talked to Clint Hurdle about that. You know, there was never a plan for the Pirates to spend money, right? Well, they spent money on Brian Reynolds.
They didn't spend much.
Not much. He was a big discount, right?
I was shocked.
I know. When I heard that number, I was driving. I was really like, what? I mean, he must really want to stay there.
I mean, that could have been a three-year deal.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I was shocked at the number, too. But I guess that shows his commitment to the city, too, and the team, I guess.
Well, he asked for a trade. He's not that committed. Maybe it just shows he's a little bit older. I don't know. Or
he
maybe
is a little bit older. Though.
Maybe there's some injury history. Either way, it's crazy that $106 million or whatever right. It was sounded low, but I had the same reaction. I'm like, that seems weirdly low.
Weirdly low. But that said, will they go and spend money? I don't know. But the Orioles, you know, their owners, the Angels, are basically one of the richest owners in all sports. So they just never spend money. Never. They got more money than anybody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Will they go out and do they make some moves? They got a lot of talent in the minor leagues. They could be a real scary, interesting team the way they're playing.
My gut, and this is the last thing I'll say, is that it's a year ahead of schedule. So I think that a part of me is like they'll go with what they have as far as they can. And then I feel like the future is when they will do that. But
can they squeak into a wild card and make it interesting? And we all know what the wild card does.
But right? I like the Orioles. Yeah. Like this Adley Rutschman, maybe it's because of Willie Yon's conversation. I just got me so jacked up because he was in the, what, like AA with him?
Yeah.
And he's like, this guy's the real deal. So I feel like we were OG on it. And
yeah,
like,
and he was talking about Gunnar Henderson and Grayson Rodriguez.
I mean, all of it. Like, and so, like, even though it's in the division, I've never hated the Orioles anyway.
No.
Except I never was what was the guy's name? Murray, the guy who played first base way back in the day.
Eddie Murray?
Yeah, I didn't like him. But anyway, I like them. I kind of do root for them. I wouldn't say cheer for them, but I root for them when they're not playing the Red Sox because I just like the story and I want a team like that to be good.
Yeah.
And that place is a great place to go.
Yeah. Well, it's scary when you're a fan and you're in the AL East and, you know, it's beginning of May and you're looking at the wild card standings.
But I mean, all three teams, I mean, at this point, you can say, not with confidence, but with maybe some relative confidence, that you might get all three wild cards out of that division.
Yeah. And I don't think that Tampa is going to be, you know, just tiptoeing their way in.
You don't think it's going to be wire to wire?
I don't think so. I mean, the Blue Jays are a scary team, man. And I don't even know if they're ready to get that, showing us what they can totally do. They've got so much talent.
Their lineup is.
They've got so much talent. And they're not afraid to do it either. I mean, they'll go out and they'll get what they need. Yeah. You know?
Hey, do me a favor. Take a deep breath.
May will be a different month. May will be a different month. Tell myself that, right?
I hope so, man, for your blood pressure and your family. I just
hate seeing it. Like, you sit there and you can just see it going to happen. Like, you shouldn't. You shouldn't have to be like that as a sports fan. Like, knowing that you're going to lose a game.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny how you... Yeah, I mean, it seems like every game you can felt that way. We'll talk to you very soon. We got a lot of stuff in store coming down the pipeline here on Fanbase. A deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.